Welcome back, everyone, to the Darche Noam Beis Medrash series on the Memches Kinyani Torah. Today's day of Sfira is the 13th day of Sfira, which leads us to the 13th of the 48 Kinyanim, that of Yishuv, or Yeshiva, which means that one should learn Torah in a settled type of state. So let's explore three different avenues of explaining what exactly Yishuv or Yeshiva refers to. The first is of the Tiferes Yisrael, who says that one should be an expert in Yishuvo Shel Olam, which means the settling of the world, meaning that one should be knowledgeable not only of the Torah that he learns, but in worldly matters and in nature, because other types of knowledge can also enhance one's understanding of the Torah. After all, everything is included in the Torah, so if we better understand the world around us, we will better understand the Torah that we learn. And when we have a better understanding of the world around us, we will also be more beloved by others, and they will be more amenable to receiving the Torah that we have to teach. Rabbi Simcha Zissel, Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, he once saw a certain student take a talis for Birkas Kohanim. The student didn't have a talis, and he took a talis from the mashgiach of the yeshiva, which was it could be interpreted as a bit chutzpahdik. So when the bachar got back, Rabbi Simcha Zissel told him, if you want to be a ben Torah, if you want to acquire the Torah with the kinyan of yishuv, you have to be someone of tarbus, as Rashi explains the word yishuv means. Someone who understands a social etiquette and the expectations of interpersonal interactions. And if you could take a talis from someone else in the crowd, said Rabbi Simcha Zissel, you don't take from the mashgiach. He saw in that little vignette an opportunity to teach the student about the importance of Yishuv and Yishuvo Shel Olam when coming to learn the Torah. The second approach towards Yishuv is that of the Maharalan of Yaakov Emden, who explained that one needs to have Yishuv Hada'as, a certain clarity of mind when learning the Torah. When answering a question, he needs to have a patience, and when learning, he needs to have the ability to be able to organize his learning properly and to be able to approach his learning with clarity. Rav Elchanan Wasserman used to compare learning to a library. And if a library has organized shelving, said Rav Elchanan, so then the more books that it has, the better the library it is. However, if there's no organized system for shelving, there's no system that tracks where the books are. The books are placed randomly and out of order. So then actually, the more books that the library has, the harder it is to find the one that you want, and the worse the library is. And so too with our learning, says Rabbi Elchanan, the more that we learn, the better, but only if we're able to organize and clarify, if we know where every topic goes, and within a topic, where an issue belongs, and where a certain question belongs, if we're able to keep track of our learning, so then the more that we learn, the better. But if not, so then we're just going to confuse ourselves even more. And the third approach to the kinyan of Yishuv is that of the Medrash Shmuel, based on the Mishnah Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, which says, Marbe Yeshiva, Marbe Chachma. One who learns while sitting down in a relaxed posture, not a relaxed in terms of a lazy posture, but rather a posture of a certain shalvas hanefesh, a certain menuchas hanefesh, so then he will be able to learn properly. Rabbi Simcha Zissel, the Saba Mikelm, he would say that menuchas hanefesh, a peace of mind and equilibrium in all that we do, is actually the most important of all midos. Everything in the yeshiva in Kelm was orderly. If someone saw something on the floor of the yeshiva or something that was out of place, it was returned immediately. At one time, it's reported that a guest forgot his cane in the yeshiva, and then he comes back 13 years later, and the cane is found hanging in the very same place that he left it, because the yeshiva was one of order, of equilibrium. And that is what allows a person to be in touch with himself and his experiences and that with which he interacts. And only in that state can we really learn the Torah in an ideal manner. So by acquiring the Torah with Yishuv, we, number one, as the Tiferes Yisrael teaches us, we enhance our learning with knowledge of nature and social etiquette. Number two, as the Maharal and Yaakov Emden say, we learn with patience and with proper organization and clarity. And number three, as the Medrash Shmuel teaches, we learn with Yishuv Hadas, with a peace of mind that disconnects us from the chaos around us and instead connects us to the ultimate clarity that is the Torah.